A story told by the potato-faced blind man. How deep red roses goes back and forth between the clock and the looking glass. One morning, when big white clouds were shouldering each other's shoulders, rolling on the rollers of a big blue sky, Blixey Bimber came along where the potato-faced blind man sat, shining the brass bicker-jiggers on his accordion. "Do you like to shine up the brass bicker-jiggers?" asked Blixey. "Yes," he answered. "One time, a long time ago, the brass bicker-jiggers were gold, but they stole the gold away when I wasn't looking." "Long time ago, they stole away my gold. But why should I be angry? It is funny. My fingers feel the same, so I was told. Brass feels the same as gold. To me it's no money." "You're happy, Blixey Bimber, and always feeling fine. On you the day is spilling its bushels of sunshine. The big white clouds above you had shoulders in the sun, as if white horses sleeping, as if white horses sleeping, and neighing as they run. In spite of my potato smiling face, I would prefer to sing my songs forever, no matter if it's lonely nights or days. I'll sing to feel both happy, smart, and clever." "You're happy, Blixey Bimber, and always feeling fine. On you the day is spilling its bushels of sunshine. You'll hear my voice so charming, a melody so frail, instead of empty chanting, instead of empty chanting, you'll listen to my tale." Deep Red Roses was a lovely girl with blue skylights like the blue skylights of early April in her eyes. And her lips reminded people of deep red roses waiting in the cool of the summer evening. She met Shoulder Straps one day when she was young yet. He promised her, and she promised him. But he went away. One of the long wars between two short wars took him. In a faraway country then, he married another girl, and he didn't come back to Deep Red Roses. Next came High High Over, one day when she was young yet. A dancer he was, going from one city to another city to dance, spending his afternoons and evenings and late nights dancing and sleeping in the morning till noon. And when he promised, she promised. But he went away to another city, and after that another city. And he married one woman and then another woman. Every year there came a new story about one of the new wives of High High Over the dancer. And while she was young yet, Deep Red Roses forgot all about her promise and the promise of High High Over, the dancer who ran away from her. Six Bits was the next to come along, and he was not a soldier nor a dancer nor anything special. Six Bits gave Deep Red Roses his promise, and she gave him her promise. But he was always late keeping his promise. When the wedding was to be Tuesday, he didn't come till Wednesday. If it was Friday, he came Saturday, and there wasn't any wedding. So Deep Red Roses said to herself, "I'm going away and learn. I'm going away and find the wives of the men who promised me, and maybe they will tell me how to keep promises kept." She packed her baggage till her baggage was packed so full there was room for only one more thing. So she had to decide whether to put a clock or whether to put a looking glass in her baggage.
My head is telling not to be so broody, and take the clock and never be so moody. Look at the hands and quickly you'll manage to discover if you're late or early when going to a lover. My heart, however, tells me don't be silly, and take the looking glass and trust it really. Look at the glass and quickly, no matter hot or colder, see if you're getting younger or terribly get older.
At last, she decided to take the clock and leave the looking glass, because her head said so. She started away. She went through the door. She was out of the house. She went to the street. She started up the street. Then her heart told her to go back and change the clock for the looking glass. She went back up the street, through the door, into the house, into her room. Then she stood in front of the clock and the looking glass, saying, "Tonight I sleep home here one more night, and tomorrow morning I decide again." And now, every morning, Deep Red Roses decides with her head to take the clock. She takes the clock and starts away, and then comes back because her heart decides she must have the looking glass. If you go to her house this morning, you will see her standing in the doorway with blue skylights like the blue sky of early April in her eyes, and lips that remind you of deep red roses in the cool of the evening in summer. You will see her leave the doorway and go out of the gate with the clock in her hands. Then, if you wait, you will see her come back through the gate, into the door, back to her room where she puts down the clock and takes up the looking glass. After that, she decides to wait until tomorrow morning to decide again what to decide. Her head tells her one thing, her heart tells her another. Sometimes she looks at her face in the looking glass and says to herself, I'm young yet, and while I'm young, I'm going to do my own deciding.
Yes, but my heart keeps insisting on one, while my head's telling another. Words like but, words like yes, constantly run, arguing, fighting each other. Once I decide to do something and look, questions are ready to shower. What shall I be, a jazz singer or cook? Shall I be happy or sour? Seems to be clear, but then it's a mess. All my balloons always bursting. Whether to put on my slacks or my dress, how to decide what's the first thing? Oh, how I'm tired of being in fight, ever in doubt what to pick out. Friends, will you tell me just how to decide my stupid questions to kick out? Thank you.